Exodus chapter 39. And of the blue and purple and scarlet, they made cloths of service to do service in the holy place, and made the holy clothing for Aaron as the Lord Jehovah commanded Moses. And he made the ephod priestly robe of gold, blue and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen. And they beat the gold into thin plates, and cut it into wires, to work it in the blue, and in the purple, and in the scarlet, and in the fine linen, with skillful work. They made shoulder pieces for it, to couple it together, by the two edges it was coupled together. And the belt of his ephod priestly robe that was upon it was of the same material according to its work of gold, blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen, as the Lord Jehovah commanded Moses. And they worked onyx stones enclosed in settings of gold, engraved, as signet rings are engraved, with the names of the children of Israel. And he put them on the shoulders of the priest's robe, that they should be stones for a memorial to the children of Israel, as the Lord Jehovah commanded Moses. And he made the breastplate of skillful work, like the work of the ephod priestly robe, of gold, blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen. It was four square. They made the breastplate double. A span was its length about 9 inches, 0.23 meters, and a span its width about 9 inches, 0.23 meters. Being doubled was its length. And they set in it four rows of stones. The first row was a sardius, a topaz, and a carbuncle. This was the first row. And the second row, an emerald, a sapphire, and a diamond. And the third row, a jacinth, an agate, and an amethyst. And the fourth row, a beryl, an onyx, and a jasper. They were enclosed in settings of gold in their enclosures. And the stones were according to the names of the children of Israel, 12, according to their names, like the engravings of a signet ring, everyone with its name, according to the 12 tribes. And they made upon the breastplate chains at the ends, of braided work of pure gold. And they made two settings of gold, and two gold rings, and put the two rings in the two ends of the breastplate. And they put the two braided chains of gold in the two rings on the ends of the breastplate. And the two ends of the two braided chains they fastened in the two settings, and put them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod priestly robe in the front. And they made two rings of gold, and put them on the two ends of the breastplate, upon its border of it, which was on the inside of the ephod priestly robe. And they made two other golden rings, and put them on the two sides of the ephod priestly robe underneath, towards its front, opposite its other coupling, above the belt of the ephod priestly robe. And they tied the breastplate by its rings to the rings of the ephod priestly robe with a lace of blue, that it might be above the belt of the ephod priestly robe, and that the breastplate might not be loosed from the ephod priestly robe, as the Lord Jehovah commanded Moses. And he made the robe of the ephod priestly robe of woven work, all of blue. And there was a hole in the middle of the robe, as the hole of a coat of mail, with a band all around the hole, so that it should not tear. And they made upon the hems of the robe pomegranates of blue, and purple, and scarlet, and twined linen. And they made bells of pure gold, and put the bells between the pomegranates upon the hem of the robe, all around between the pomegranates, a bell and a pomegranate, a bell and a pomegranate, all around the hem of the robe to minister in, as the Lord Jehovah commanded Moses. And they made coats of fine linen of woven work for Aaron, and for his sons, and a hat of fine linen, and goodly bonnets of fine linen, and linen breeches of fine twined linen, and a belt of fine twined linen, and blue, and purple, and scarlet, of needlework, as the Lord Jehovah commanded Moses. And they made the plate of the holy crown of pure gold, and wrote upon it a writing, like to the engravings of a signet ring, holiness to the Lord. And they tied to it a lace of blue, to fasten it on high upon the hat, as the Lord Jehovah commanded Moses. And so all the work of the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation was finished. And the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord Jehovah commanded Moses, so they did. And they brought the tabernacle to Moses, the tent, and all its furniture, its fasteners, its boards, its bars, and its pillars, and its sockets, and the covering of ram's skins, dyed red, and the covering of badger skins, and the curtain of the covering, the ark of the testimony covenant, and its poles, and the mercy seat, the table, and all its vessels, and the holy bread, the pure candlestick with its lamps, even with the lamps to be set in order, and all its vessels, and the oil for light, and the golden altar, and the anointing oil, and the sweet incense, and the curtain for the tabernacle door, the brass altar and its grate of brass, its poles and all its vessels, the basin, bowl, and its foot, the curtains of the court, its pillars and its sockets, and the curtain for the court gate, its cords and its pins, and all the vessels of the service of the tabernacle, for the tent of the congregation, the cloths of service to do service in the holy place, and the holy clothing for Aaron the priest and his son's clothing to minister in the priest's office. According to all that the Lord Jehovah commanded Moses, so the children of Israel made all the work. And Moses looked upon all the work, and indeed, they had done it as the Lord Jehovah had commanded, even so they had done it. And Moses blessed them.